This recording is brought to you by the British Council.
Hello, and welcome to episode 12 of series 4 of Learn English Elementary Podcasts. My name is Adam, and as usual, my colleague Joe will be with me later to talk about some of the English that you're going to hear in this podcast. Last time, we heard Tess and Ravi talking, and in Ravi's case singing, about the Beatles and British music. Some of you were impressed with Ravi's singing. Abdullah Al-Shamrani from Saudi Arabia says, "Wow! Ravi has a great sound. I think he can join any music band in the world." I'm not sure Tess and I agree with you, Abdullah. But maybe Ravi has a new career in music? Vocals on a garage track? A new member of One Direction? I wonder. Apart from Ravi's musical talents, we got lots of comments about the podcast. Some of you love the Beatles, like Percival Moreira from Brazil, Yuta Noda from Japan, and Chicken Teriyaki from China. And I'm happy to hear that the podcast inspired Nada Ganum and Reza Sadati to want to listen to Beatles songs. Nada listened to Yesterday and really liked it. Arul Aib from Indonesia remembers a teacher using Yesterday to teach English. And a lot of you say that listening to songs in English can really help you learn. And that's good, because a lot of you listen to music in English.
Dora from Indonesia says that listening to music before work puts her in a good mood for the day. But maybe Farkanda Bashir from Pakistan isn't in a good mood. She asks why we haven't read her comments on the podcast. Well, we have now. But although we will never have time to read out all your comments, you can increase your chances by commenting soon after the podcast is released, by answering the question we ask, and by saying something personal in your comment. Everyone likes music, but if you tell us an interesting story about why you like your favourite band, we're much more likely to put it in the podcast.
And finally, thank you to all the people who write nice things about the podcast. Nada Ganum from Syria says that she used to listen to English music a lot, but now she prefers our podcast. That's a big compliment, Nada. And our old friend Asuma Gerlish from Morocco says, "Thank you very much for the Learn English podcast app. If you want to try it, you can find it at the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, or follow the link on the Learn English website. But don't forget to visit the website too for all the language exercises." And now it's time to hear from Carolina again. Jamie and Carolina are having a day out together in a city called Durham, not far from Newcastle where they live. I wonder what's happening today.
Oh, what a beautiful day. Is this the same river as in Newcastle, the Tyne?
No, this is the Weir.
The Weir? How do you spell it?
W-E-A-R.
W-E-A-R. Like wear, the verb.
I guess so, yeah. Spelt the same as wear, but pronounced weir.
Huh. Like we are, weir.
Yep.
Ugh. I'll never get used to English pronunciation and spelling. It's impossible.
Look, a boat hire place. Let's hire a boat. What do you think?
Okay, but you'll have to drive it. I don't know how.
Row? These boats don't have engines. You don't drive them. They're rowing boats. You row them.
Row? How do you spell it?
R-O-W.
Like a row of seats in the cinema?
Yep.
And how do you spell row? You know, argument. Like when you say, I had a row with my boyfriend yesterday.
R-O-W.
The same as row the boat?
Yeah.
See? Ugh.
Come on, let's go and have a row in a rowing boat.
You're a very good rower, Jamie.
Of course. I'm a man of many talents.
Oh, this is beautiful. What's going to happen next year, Jamie?
I don't know.
I know you've got your final exam soon, and I know you're a bit stressed, and I don't want to hassle you, but I'm worried about when you finish your course, about what's going to happen, about us.
I know. I'm worried too. I want to get a job in conservation, Carolina. Something connected with the environment. And I don't want to stay in Newcastle.
I know. I understand. It's just...
Anyway, here's some good news.
Good news?
About the band. We've got another gig. A real one. With another band. The Electrons.
Oh.
They saw our video on YouTube and they want us to support them when they come to Newcastle.
Support them?
Play first, before they come on. We'll be the support band. It's a fantastic opportunity for us.
Oh, that's great. I'm really pleased for you, Jamie.
Come on, cheer up. What do ducks say in Spanish?
Quack, quack. And in English?
Quack, quack. And what does Cameron say?
What do you call those things? The things you use to row?
These? Oars. O-A-R-S.
Oars. The same as oar. O-R. Oh. Do you want coffee or tea? It's the same pronunciation.
Oh, no.
How are people supposed to know the difference if you say or? English is impossible. You know, I think it must be the most impossible language in the world.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Adam. It's nice to be here again.
Poor Carolina. English spelling and pronunciation is very difficult sometimes.
That's true. There are words that look the same but are pronounced differently, like row and row.
And words that looked different but are pronounced the same, like here, in this place, H-E-R-E, and hear, what you do to a noise, H-E-A-R.
Yes, that's true. And the grammar can be difficult too. My students think that English verbs are easy, but they hate prepositions. Words like for, to, or of.
What about all of you? What's difficult for you in English? Do you agree with Carolina that English spelling and pronunciation is impossible?
And what's easy for you? Do you agree with my students that verbs are easy, but prepositions are horrible?
Write and tell us what you think. The address is www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish. Now, let's look at some of the language from the podcast.
Yes, let's look at some questions that are useful if you're learning English. Listen to Carolina. What does she ask Jamie?
Is this the same river as in Newcastle, the Tyne?
No, this is the Weir.
The Weir? How do you spell it?
She asks, how do you spell it? My students often ask, how do you write it? But spell is better. What's the name of this website, Adam?
Learn English.
How do you spell it?
L-E-A-R-N E-N-G-L-I-S-H.
Thanks very much. Now listen to another useful question.
What do you call those things? The things you use to row?
What do you call those things? Adam, let me test your vocabulary. What do you call the place where you go to play golf?
A golf club.
How do you spell club?
C-L-U-B.
And what do you call the thing you use to hit a golf ball?
A club. A golf club.
And how do you spell club?
C-L-U-B.
Ha ha! It's the same for both things. They're both called clubs. Same pronunciation, same spelling, but different meanings.
Good one. Carolina would like that example. There are exercises to help you with English spelling and pronunciation on the website.
And more useful questions for learning English too.
And you can look at Series 3, Episode 14 for exercises about words that sound the same, like here and here. So, I think that's all for today. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council.